And here is some of the Google searches. First Google search, CIA and the word Denver. Now, you'll find the CIA's press releases dating back to 2005 that they're moving from Langley, Virginia, 85 feet above sea level, to the Mile High City. If you read the current press releases, they say simply, for operational reasons. Rebecca, they're not even telling their own people why.
This past week, four comets came into the sun and crashed into it.
And because we like to at least try to end the day, if not the week, with some good news, while it was a little tough this week, we found something. It was bad news for Jupiter, actually. Look at this loop of video shot by an amateur astronomer. It shows Jupiter getting hit by what was a massive fireball, apparently an asteroid or a comet, attempting to enter our solar system. Now, where's the good news here? As one astronomer put it, quote, Jupiter took one for the team, helping life on Earth evolve without too many impact events to ruin our day. So these days, we'll take our good news wherever we can find it.
Building the Denver airport and spending all that money. I mean, they're still working on that Denver airport 17 years later, and it typically takes about 2 years to build an airport, and they're still working on that thing.
When looking at an aerial shot of the new airport, the layout has shocked many. Denver Airport's runways have been situated in such a way that resembles a Nazi swastika.
You see, when Charles F. Richter developed the Richter scale, he died around 84. The powers that be knew what would be happening 25 years in the future, which is right now, which was more earthquakes and more severe earthquakes. And they wanted to keep people asleep. So they did that one full number downgrade, which is 1,000%.
Last week, an avocado-sized rock crashed through the roof of a doctor's office in Virginia. The rock was traveling somewhere around 200 miles per hour. But what about the big ones? The ones that could wipe out a whole city? Or worse, the planet?
There is an object right now moving into our solar system, and this information is being kept from the public. The astronomy community is not going to tell you about impending disaster. In fact, they're under direct orders not to tell you. We know there's tremendous equipment that has the ability to observe this object. In fact, an entire entourage of objects coming into our solar system.
There may be a faint light in the sky tomorrow if you know where to look, and if astronomers are right and the planet Earth has a very close encounter with a foreign object that goes well, we'll all be all right. What the experts think is a particular type of asteroid is going to come within 80,000 miles of Earth. In space terms, that's close. It's only about a third of the way from here to the moon, but they assure us it won't hit the planet.
What's going to happen is this whole structure is going to fall apart into utter and total chaos. The ruling elite are going to go underground and wait it out while everybody up here just kills each other off. Then they'll come back up and establish a despotism, and you will be ruled like the Lodge rules its members.
If you watched Barry Satoro, a.k.a. the president, he made his case to NASA workers in Florida on Thursday for abandoning plans to return to the moon, and instead, we need to aim for asteroids.
Going to take you on a journey to the end of the Earth. To show you a place that might someday save humankind. It's a bank built to last 10,000 years.
If you could clear away the ice, you'd see that, officially, the bank is called the Svalbard Global Seed Vault. It's built to warehouse backup copies of all the world's crops, 1.5 billion seeds. If an asteroid strikes the Earth, seeds to restart agriculture would come from here. Norway paid for construction, Bill Gates paid for the shipping, and seeds from nearly every nation are locked inside.
We have the dwarf star returning below the ecliptic, that there's nothing living on it. It's a dead dwarf star that never ignited into a star. We're not talking about the return of the Nephilim. Believe me, whatever beings are visiting or have been here and have been meddling with our world have never gone away. They've always been here.
It is a brown dwarf star. It is either a small star or it is a big planet.
It's gravitational fields of Planet X, or one of its thousands of surrounding comets also. The magnetic field of that passing space body will lock up magnetically and also gravitationally with Earth.
Another thing that will happen is if the Earth turns ever so slightly as it's rotating, winds will pick up all over the planet. And in some belts, those winds will achieve speeds of 200, 300 miles an hour for sustained speeds of 200 to 300 miles an hour for days. This will require you to be either in a slot canyon, underground in a shelter, concrete preferably, or somewhere out of those winds in a structure that will withstand winds of that speed.